Glory to Jesus Christ. During our last annual Moab, we were reminded by St. Paisius Wojciechowski that we, the warriors of Christ, must arm ourselves with every spiritual weapon if we want to go through this earthly life. He said that we must wage against three main enemies: the enemy of the flesh, world, and the devil. Today I would like to talk to you about the enemy of the world in a connection to our daily warfare. The first degree of warfare and the battle against the world is when we separate ourselves from the world and leave its sweet pleasures and the misleading fantasies of its beauties, of corruptible wealth, of temporary happiness, and take up the example of the voluntary poverty of Christ, that by our poverty we may glorify his richness, who, being rich, for our sake became poor, that we through his poverty might become rich and draw near to God. For the whole world is in the power of the evil one, and all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, which seduces our eyes, and the pride of life. For this reason, the Apostle said, "Love not this world, neither the things that are in the world. If one wishes to be a friend of the world, he becomes enemy of God." That is why we should flee from this world. We need to deny the world with its delusions, estrange ourselves, and never turn back. That is how we will conquer the hosts of the enemy first. And with our victory, we will bring joy to heaven and sorrow to the demons. But if the demon overcomes us and takes our soul into captivity, then even if we acquire the wealth and beauty of the entire world, we will have no profit from it at all. We will not ransom our soul from captivity with any of these things. And what will we give in exchange for our soul? We have to wage war every single day against the evil one. The spectators of our warfare are God and his angels and saints. Likewise, the devil and his demons. The arena of warfare is the breach between the saints and the sinners. The arena of warfare is breach between invincible shield between the saints and the sinners. The weapons of the warriors of Christ are faith as an invincible shield, patience as a mighty helmet, fervent prayer as a sword, and authentic humility as a bow and arrows. The devil trembles greatly before such weaponry, but the armies of Satan and the heads of his army are above all pride, luxury, impurity, murder, vainglory, fury, and anger. By these, the devil takes command and cuts the soul with sin as with arrows. The second host of Satan's might is the wickedness of this world. For in so doing, he battles by means of delusion and temporal delight and the glamour of what is beautiful. In keeping with these, our body raises up its own warfare against the soul by overeating and drunkenness, and the desire for fornication, by slothfulness and the other sinful passions. Truly, the warfare against the first enemy is extremely difficult, visible nature against invisible. But let us not give up. Let's stand strong and know that God will help us fight the devil. God is our helper, but we have to make the first step. We have to decide what we want and where we want to end up. Nothing in this world is more precious than what is awaiting for us in paradise. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory.